The Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Daf Aleph Amudalef Yichad Yisra. What does it mean by Yichad Yisra? Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar Shehever Chev Chad Al Besare. That he was Mal himself. Shmuel Amar Shnasa Chidud and Chidud Kol Besare. So the according to Rav, it's mashma that he understands that Yichad means that he was Mal himself. So, in fact, Marsha Akasha, he says, why did Yisra have to do Mila? Lachari, who was Nibal already, because came from Midian. Midian are from the Bnei Keturah. Bnei Keturah Chayv and Mila. So he should already have his Mila. It's Bnei Keturah. Why does he need a new Mila now? And the Marsha wants to say, because of this kasha, that maybe what the Gemara means is that in the Chinami he had Mila, it's Bnei Keturah, but he didn't have Priya. Priya wasn't even given to Avraham Avinu, so Bnei Keturah for sure did not have a mitzvah of Priya, but now it was Nischadish, a mitzvah of Priya, as he had, and that's what it means that he was Hever Cherem Chanda, that's referring to the Priya. But even though in the Gemara maybe you could say such a thing, but in Rashi it's not Mashma like this, because Rashi says Cherem Chanda, Mal Asa Beniz Gaya. Sounds like from Rashi he did the actual Mila. It doesn't sound like it's going on the Priya, it's going on the actual Mila, so Luchar Tzarechian. The same Rashi that Rashi learned like the Marsha, that it means Dafi the Priya. But I was thinking that maybe in Rashi you could answer the Rashi Lashitasai is not Shver Bechalal, because the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down the din, the Bnei Keturah, Chayv and Mila, Rashi, the Rambam says that all of Bnei Keturah, Hein Vezarim, are Chayv and Mila. But if you look at Rashi earlier on Daf and Testament Bezin, and Sanhedrin, Rashi says Bnei Keturah, what does it mean? Oysan, Shisha, Shnodul Avram, Loizarim. Rashi learns that the Chiyav of Bnei Keturah and Mila is Dafka, the actual children of Keturah, but not their children, not their descendants. It doesn't continue forever. It's the actual children of the Keturah and no one else. So if he that, Rashi l'shitasi l'char, there would be no chiyav for Yisra to be malas b'nei Keturah, and that would make sense that Rashi could learn that he did a Mila now because he did not have a Mila performed before. And the Ikka Kashan Marsha, maybe you can answer differently, LP, that's what you pass in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samaches and Yerdeya, that a guy that's that already had a mila, if he's nisgayer, he still needs a tafas dam bris. He needs to have some type of mila performed with tzarich legeris. So maybe that could be the cherev chad over here was done with tzarich legeris, even though he already had a mila out to make keturah. And okay, that's a pasha of teretz. Maybe the reason why the marsha didn't say that is because it seems to be a shah in the rishonim. If that might only be true if a guy was nimol stam for medical reasons or some other reason, but if it's nimol l'shem mitzvah, even though it's not the mitzvah of geris, but the mitzvah itself might be good enough to be considered a Mila Lashem Geras, and he would not need a Tafas Dam Bris. So that might be telling on those Rishonim. That might be another possible Mahalach to answer the Kasha of the Marsha.